Clarence will now sing Slavery Days.
I am thinking today of them years that passed away, when they bound us up in bondage long ago. 'Twas in old Virginia State, and 'twas there that we were separate, and it filled us full of misery and woe. They took away my boy, he was his mother's joy, from a baby in the cradle him we raised. And they set us far apart, and it broke the old man's heart in those agonizing, cruel slavery days. They'll never come again. Let's give all praise to him who looks down where the little children play. And every night and morn we will pray for those that's gone in those agonizing, cruel slavery days. 'Twas in the month of June, when the cotton was in bloom, my darling wife was standing by my side. I'll ne'er forget that day, for 'twas a sale, so they say, when they sold her, how in agony she cried. My wife, alas, is gone, and now I sigh and mourn, but I'll meet her up in heaven, God be praised. And every night and morn we will pray for those that's gone in those agonizing, cruel slavery days. They'll never come again. Let's give all praise to him who looks down where the little children play. And every night and morn we will pray for those that's gone in those agonizing, cruel slavery days. But my memory dwells still o'er to that dear old cabin door, where the shadows of the sun came peeping in. At night when all was dark, we could hear the watchdogs bark, and we'd listen to the murmur of the wind. It seemed to say to me, you people must be free, the happy time is coming, Lord be praised. 'Tis then we weep and mourn, for our souls were not our own in those agonizing, cruel slavery days. They'll never come again. Let's give all praise to him who looks down where the little children play. And every night and morn we will pray for those that's gone in those agonizing, cruel slavery days. I am getting feeble now and old, and my days are nearly told. I have traveled on the roughest kinds of road. My days of toil have passed, and I've reached the end at last, and I'm resting by the wayside with my load. Forget now and forgive has always been my rule, for that's what the golden scriptures surely say. But our memories will turn round when our souls, they were tied down in those agonizing, cruel slavery days. They'll never come again. Let's give all praise to him who looks down where the little children play. And every night and morn we will pray for those that's gone in those agonizing, cruel slavery days.
Clarence will now sing The Black Sheep.
Quite a hard one to sing, though. In a quiet village not so very far from here lived a rich and aged man. His hair was turning gray. He had three sons, his only ones. Both Jack and Tom were sly. While Ted was honest as could be, would never tell a lie. They tried their best to ruin him in the old man's eye. At last the poison began to work, and Ted was much despised. One night the father said, "Be gone, you're heartless to the core." But as he stood there by the door, these words they heard him say: "Don't be angry with me, Dad, don't turn me from your door. I know that I've been wayward, but I won't be any more. Give to me another chance, just put me to the test, and I'll prove to you the black sheep loves his dad far better than the rest." One night the old man called his sons to him and gave to them his gold. He says, "Here, take this, I only need this place here by your fireside." Jack, one night coming home, he brought with him a bride. The wife began to hate the father more and more each day. At last one night the whole three declared the old fool's in the way. They then agreed to send him to the poorhouse that was near, when like a flash the black sheep's voice came ringing in the old man's ear: "Don't be angry with me, Dad, don't turn me from your door. I know that I've been wayward, but I won't be any more. Give to me another chance, just put me to the test, and I'll prove to you the black sheep loves his dad far better than the rest." The next day a team drives up to the door. It is a poorhouse van. The sons they point and says, "There is your man." Just then a manly form appears and pushes through the crowd. He cries, "Stop, sir, you brutes, this will not be allowed. You stole this old man's property and all that he could say. You even sold the plot containing his wife's grave. For I am this old man's son, but not your kin, from now till judgment day." Just then the black sheep's voice came ringing in his ear: "Don't be angry with me, lad, I turned you from my door. I know that I was foolish, but I've repented o'er and o'er. I wished I'd gave to you my gold and all the rest, for you have proved to me the black sheep loves his dad far better than the rest."